Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The suspense thriller Suicide Affair Book 1, Dark Skies by Tony Stanford, is set in the 1960s. Above the rich Native American city of New Springs, Missouri, the sky is turning dark with a deadly storm brewing on the horizon. Dark, intriguing, sometimes chilling, Dark Skies pulls you down a path you would never wish to go down. A story of economic discrimination and social prejudices. Dark Skies presents an argument that society molds people, creating both heroes and foes. Suicide Affair is a multi-book story about how lives crisscross and intertwine, and some affairs, no matter how exciting or appealing, are suicidal when pursued. Tony is a self-taught writer and native of Southeast Missouri, born and raised on Crowley's Ridge. He lives his life in and around the Ozarks, a descendant of a full-blooded Cherokee named Leatherface from the 1880s. His passions are that of writing and creating. He thinks outside the box and has a gift of reimagining things in an ordinary way, which shows up both in his writing and his creating. Tony Stanford, author of Suicide Affair, Book 1, Dark Skies, our guest on This Week in America. Tony, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
What a great story you tell. We'll be featuring all three books, showing those in the video portion of the interview today. They're all available. I'll direct you to Tony's website, suicideaffair.com, to get all the information focusing on Suicide Affair, Book 1, Dark Skies. First of all, when did you start writing? What inspired you to start writing and to tell these stories?
Well, I've always had an interest in writing my entire life. Even as a child, I was interested in writing. And when I was in the fifth grade, 10 years old, they gave us an aptitude test. And in this aptitude test, when it came back, it actually had me as a career as a novelist. And I thought that was exciting. It surprised me, but I thought it was exciting. And but I had a problem. And the problem that I had was I was terrible at spelling, and I was bad at grammar. And it was like English. Those classes were my worst subject in school. I struggled to pass them classes. I just didn't understand them. So the time I got into high school, I pretty much gave up on the ideal of writing, because it's like, how could I be a writer if I don't even know how to spell and I don't even understand the rules? So I gave it up and didn't think too much about it after that. Well, in my 20s, I got to where I was reading a lot of books, a lot of novels. And the more I was reading these novels, the more it was like, I want to do this. I want to write. And I finally, in my late 20s, I read this novel, and it was like, it just so inspired me. And I thought, I've got to do this. And so I sat down one day, and I thought, I'm going to do some writing. I had no story, no plot, no outline, no nothing. I just started writing about a character, and I just wanted to see where it would go. I wanted to see if I could do it, if I would even stick with it. And and as I was writing, I started learning about this character and the situation they were in. It was fun. It got exciting for me. Next thing I knew, I was just obsessed with doing this. And from there, this is where Dark Skies, or where Suicide Affair, came from that moment.
Talk about what that's like to create something. I mean, you have your own little world going there and your characters that you have created. What's that like to basically build your universe? This is Tony's world that you're allowing us into. What was that like? What is that like?
It's really great. I mean, it's I spend more time in that world than I do in this world, in this reality. And I feel like I almost have to, just to make the story be so alive as it is. I just have to be there. I have to live in it. And I do spend a lot of time there, and it's great. I love it.
What is it like when you have to leave that world, when either sleep says, okay, Tony, you got to get a little sleep here tonight, or real life interferes and you have something you need to do? I would think it would be difficult, especially when you're that attached to your characters, just to stop and to totally get them out of your mind. Are you able to do that?
I never totally ever leave that place.
I didn't think so.
But when I do have to stop, it can be frustrating. There's a lot of time that gets very, when I stop, I got it because I got a full-time job I have to go to, and it can be very frustrating, and I don't like it. And But it's frustrating to leave it. But I never go far from it.
Tony Stanford is our guest on the program. This book is Book One, Dark Skies, part of the Suicide Affair. I want to call it a trilogy, a series. What? How do you refer to Suicide Affair? Is it a trilogy, a series?
It's a series. It's got several books in it. I've actually have three published. I've written three more books. 4, 5, and 6 are written, and I've started book 7. So
wow.
It is a series.
It took you a while, but you're not stopping now. You're full speed ahead in Tony's world and what he's created. Talked in the beginning, you wanted to be a novelist. You thought about that. There were obstacles in the way, a self-taught writer. How did you teach yourself? Because where you are now is an accomplished, published novelist. How did you get here?
Well, when I finally realized that I did have a talent and I got serious about it, one of the first things I knew, I didn't know how to write. So I took a class, actually, or I signed up for a class on writing. And prior to that class, the instructor wanted us to write a chapter and send it in before the thing so that she could have that at the when we had our first class. And so I did that. I wrote a chapter, and which was actually the prologue, what became the prologue of Dark Skies. And when I finally went to that first class and got the critique and everything, she even wrote on my chapter on the first page, finally a guy or a person who really has talent in writing, and until page 2. And then after that, it was not so good. But I learned a lot that class. I learned a whole bunch during that class. I took that critique very seriously. I studied it. But I never went back, and the reason I didn't go back was she gave us an assignment to do for our next class, and it's like, I don't have time for these assignments. I have Tony's world here. I'm living Tony's world. I can't be off doing these other things, and I didn't want to take the time, as we were talking earlier, I didn't want to take the time to do something else besides living in this,
yes,
this world I created. So I never went back. After that, I subscribed to Writer's Digest, and I started reading Writer's Digest and studying it and applying and, you know, putting everything that it said in there to work for me. And at the same time, I was studying in other raw authors. I was reading other books and studying them and just studying every little thing, what they did, and every little detail, until I just kind of taught myself how to write.
And the result
and
is... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish that thought, because you've done it so well.
As far as the spelling and the grammar, that's what editors are for.
That's why they're on the payroll, to collect, to correct those. And it doesn't have that much impact on actually the story anyway, so you can clean that up without destroying the story that Tony has written. This book, A Suicide Affair, Book One, Dark Skies. What inspired you to write Dark Skies? It's been described as a dark fiction reality thriller. It's got all of the elements that readers enjoy. What was the inspiration for this particular story?
Well, it's kind of a roundabout way. I was actually writing in the series Suicide Affair, and I came across a question that one of the characters of the book presented as to who was the biological father of this other character. And it was like, me as the author, I had no idea, but it was a thing that would be a game changer. I had to know, because the future of the book depended on it. So I had to go back in time to find out who the biological father of this character was. And as I pursued that, I seen this whole backstory that's just come up. There was this backstory that needed to be told. And Dark Skies is the first book of that backstory, and that's where it began. It just began for me actually trying to answer a question that I have.
Interesting. Interesting, so where that came from and how you went back in time and thus became Book One, Dark Skies. I went through a little bit of what the series is about. This particular book is about. Do maybe 5, 6, 7 sentences. Tell me a little bit, maybe something I missed on Dark Skies, and what you would tell somebody, the elevator pitch for Dark Skies, and grab their attention, because this book is certainly worth the time. A lot of enjoyment in this.
Well, Actually, you said a lot of it in the beginning. It is a suspense thriller. It's a story of survival. It's a story of a neglected child living in isolation, being raised by the man who murdered her mother, who she thinks is her paw, but who actually isn't her paw, and her only friend, or he and she'd been raised as a pet, pretty much. She's just a pet, and her only friend is this dark spirit that she calls Mr. Scarecrow. And it is a story of economic discrimination, social prejudice, and it's just a story of how society makes heroes and makes foes, how it creates both of them. And that's and it's a dark story.
You'll find twists and turns, surprises. It will challenge you. It will puzzle you. It will entertain you. It's book one, Dark Skies by Tony Stanford, our guest on the program. The website is simple enough, suicideaffair.com. You'll get information there. Tony, in Dark Skies, what was your favorite character to write? The one that you really enjoyed getting into and presenting to us, the reader?
Well, I don't know if I could say I just have one favorite character, but I do have I do the character of Rita and Homer, Garth and River Dog. I really did like writing each of them. They're very colorful characters, and they're very off the wall, very challenging to write. You have Rita. She's this child growing up with this person who murdered her mom that she thinks is her paw. And she's basically is his pet, and so she has no guidance, no direction, no nothing. She's pretty much on her own, and her only real teachings of the outside world is magazines, and she reads magazines just to learn about the world outside of her life, and that's what she determines how the world is through magazines that she reads, including her Paul's porn magazine. She reads them, and then you've got her paw, the guy, his name's Homer. He was once burned in a fire, so he's severely scarred, and he looks like a monster, and he's an alcoholic. He's very bitter, and he's half insane. And so getting into that mindset and writing about him, that was always a lot of fun because he thinks totally, he's just crazy in his thoughts. And then when you get Garth's an intellectual, but he's also a psychopath, and so it was fun writing him and being very smart, very intellectual, but at the same time just having this killer instinct about it, and how he thinks in that manner. And then you have River Dog, which is a witch doctor who talks in riddles, and so that's pretty challenging. So all four of these characters, when I'm writing that character, I'm like really into it, and it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed writing them. Biting about those four characters.
I'm always interested in the writing process. I mean, everybody's a little bit different in how they go about it and how they present the story, the area they write from, the hours they write during, that type of thing. Tony, describe your writing process: outline, plot, plan. How do you do that? You talk about all these intricate characters. Are those all well developed and thought out before you begin, or does it happen? I'll say organically, as you go through the story, it's like, okay, I'm gonna make a personality change here or a personality addition. How do you go about that?
My writing is very organic. I do not write plot outline or anything. I write, and I let the book write itself. I let the characters write, and life is unpredictable, and that comes out in my writing. It's John Lennon once said, "Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans." And I
Yes.
have found that so true in my writing. So many times I'll start a chapter, think, "Okay, this chapter, this is my goal for this chapter." Somewhere in this chapter, suddenly there'll be a twist, there'll be a turn, and it'll take off in a different direction. It'll end up being a totally different chapter than what I ever even imagined it to be, and I write towards a destination, but I let my characters pick the route to go in that direction, and it ends up being very unpredictable. It's very surprising. A lot of times I don't even know the outcomes and what's going to happen, And so if I don't know, the reader definitely isn't going to know.
I was going to say, if the author doesn't know where it's going, certainly the reader's not. So you're along in the ride along with Tony. Can't wait to get to the end either to see how this is is going to end. Tony Stanford, right. Our guest on the program. The book is, as I mentioned, this is part one of three, book one, Dark Skies, Suicide Affair. Tony's website is suicideaffair.com. What did you enjoy most about writing Dark Skies? And again, I hate to limit it to one. What were some of the things that you really found enjoyable about telling this particular story?
This, the story that just came up, like I said, it was a backstory that I didn't know about. And as I was writing it, it developed, it came out. And the fun of learning it and and just finding out where all of these characters came from and developing them characters are, and I say developing, they're kind of like they were developed with me just learning about them. And the surprises and where the story went, that was just, Dark Skies was a lot of fun to write. And it was just because it was all so surprising, so new and fresh to me and so challenging. And it took me to a place that I never imagined that I was going to go. And I really enjoyed that. And I just enjoyed all these characters and how this book came about and the story behind it.
Were there favorite chapters as you were writing that you look back now and go, boy, I really enjoyed that. That was fun. The story as it unfolded in that particular chapter.
Yeah, there is a few chapters that I did enjoy writing. Probably one of my favorite chapters is the chapter called Lost Princess. And it's about Rita when she was a lot younger in school. And it's a very heartfelt chapter and a very moving. It gives a good reveal of the discrimination and the isolation and the horrors that she faces on a day-to-day basis. And you feel her pain and you feel her loneliness and her need for more in life that she doesn't have. And I just felt like it really captures that. And I don't know, it was like, I just felt like it was some of my best writing because I just really take you there and I put you there in that scene. And I just felt like it was some of my best writing. I actually enjoy going back and reading that chapter.
Well, in everything that you present is very graphic, too. You can actually see this unfolding. You can see the characters come to life. You can see the circumstances, the surroundings. It just makes it a whole experience when you're reading one of Tony's stories. This one is book one. Talk about Storm Clouds number two and Thunder number three. Very briefly, what can we expect in those?
Well, they're more dramatic, more goes on. Life goes on. I guess you could say that the books one, two, and three is in themselves a trilogy because it is all part of this backstory leading up to a future event. But book Storm Clouds, things get a lot more dramatic in Storm Clouds. The characters, they're more involved and they're all a little bit older and they're on this destination. And so then when you get into Thunder, you get into really just a lot of craziness with the characters and how the story is and the struggle between good and evil and that war there. And so each book just gets more dramatic than the other and just a little bit more wilder.
You know, it's interesting. You've got all of these ideas. It sounds like you can't wait to get back to your world and continue telling those stories. Every time when you have writer's block where it's like, okay, I'm not going anywhere, I need to shut it down now. Do you have those periods?
I have never experienced writer's block.
I thought that was going to be the answer. I thought that's what you were going to say.
In fact, it's really the opposite is almost true. I have so many ideas and stuff hitting me all the time. It's like I can't keep up. And even I try to take notes sometimes about things and places I need to go. But there has been a lot of things I've actually lost just because I couldn't remember, because I couldn't keep up to remember things. And it's like I'm not writing fast enough. I need to write faster and I need to have more time invested. But But no, I've never had writer's block. I don't know how that would, I don't know how that I would experience that.
My guess is you're not going to have it. And as a reader, sometimes we can sense when a writer has hit that wall because the story goes nowhere for three chapters. When you read Tony's books, it's going to move along. You know, this guy is not bogged down by any writer's block. It's just the opposite that Tony is dealing with. The books are available. I'm going to give you the three Dark Skies that we talked about today, then Storm Clouds and Thunder. Books available at Tony's website, which is suicideaffair.com. You'll also find the books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. I want to thank Prestige International Media for arranging our conversation with Tony today. Prestige providing innovative and productive integrated solutions, helping clients grow. Certainly done that in Tony's case. It's just been, Tony, a real pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us. You keep writing books. We'll have to keep doing this. Thank you so much for spending some time with us on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Continued success. Our guest, Tony Stanford, Suicide Affair, Book One, Dark Skies, specifically what we talked about. First three books were available. You'll find it all at suicideaffair.com. And of course, you can check out more on Tony and link onto his website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And that's what you're listening to. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.